Britain has never seen a wetter April, and that's according to records which began in 1910. Across the country, there was double the long-term average amount of rainfall, and that's beating the previous record set in 2000. The Met Office reported that six of its UK weather stations recorded three times the usual amount of rainfall for April. The southwest of England and southern parts of Wales have been most affected, with 173 flood warnings in force across the UK, with many of those in these affected areas. One man has drowned in floodwaters in Tewkesbury, with waters from the River Severn, and a search of the river is due to start this morning. Another man died earlier this week with his dog in Hampshire after he'd tried to drive his car through a flooded fjord. In South Wales, trees were blown down and buildings damaged after winds of 70 miles an hour battered the area. Gardeners are always hoping for a few April showers, but this extreme weather has created a lot of work for Matthew Lay, who looks after the parks in Taunton.
There's a lot of debris in the main park. The actual main Vivery Park is still closed to the public at the moment because some of the footpaths are still under a foot or more water. So these would be closed for, I would imagine, for another couple of days or so until it's safe for the public to go back into the park.
Despite the record amount of rainfall, much of Britain is still suffering from low reservoir levels, and a hosepipe ban is still in place. That's not going to go anytime soon, as Richard Aylard explains.
Some of the rain, but only some, will reach right down underground where we need it. But most of it, at this time of the year, is either going to run off because the ground's been so hard, or once the ground has softened up a bit, soak into the ground and not really get deep down.
That's George Cotton for Staffs Live.